Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to How I Scale Service Podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we will be chatting with Justin Nasiri. Did I get that right, Justin?
Nasiri, close though. Nasiri. It's often mispronounced, but thank you so much for having me on the show, Genesis.
My pleasure. Let's start off by telling the listeners who you are, where you're located, and the name of your business.
So my name's Justin. I live in Denver, Colorado, and I run a software and service company called Captivate.ai.
Captivate.ai. So AI, like for artificial intelligence or?
Yeah, that's right.
How did you come up with the name Captivate AI?
So, you know, the problem I was trying to solve was thinking with so much noise on social media, how do you capture the attention of your customers and potential customers and community? And the word that just kept on coming up for me was captivate. And we've got in our logo, we've got a little lightning bolt. And one of the things I liked about that is it's like when you're like in the dark and lightning strikes, it really is captivating. Like you cannot help but stop what you're doing, stop breathing even to watch what this magnificent thing is that is occurring. And that's really what we're trying to do for our clients is create captivating content on their behalf.
I like that because it's also grasping their attention too.
Yeah. And it's harder and harder to do now. I mean, there's what, 12 different social channels you could be publishing on? And yes. How on earth do you stand out?
So much. So as far as social media and you trying to captivate for your clients, as well as get them to just stand out and just, you know, be that force to reckon with, how do you do it with all these social media platforms?
Well, you know, we don't sell virality. I don't think that's possible. But what we do sell is a lot of lottery tickets, a lot of chances to win. And, you know, what we found, it's not sexy, it's not glamorous. But what makes the difference in fitness, what makes the difference in investing, it's the same thing that makes the difference in social media, and that's consistency. So the number one thing that we preach to our clients is you really need to post every single day to the channels that you care about. And the only way that we found to consistently do that is through a podcast or a webinar. So what we basically do is we work with companies that are already doing a podcast or webinar, or we help them start it. But then what we do is we take a podcast episode and we turn it into 10, 20, 30 different snippets for social media. So let's just take this conversation that we're having right now. You know, we'll talk for 20 minutes and in it, there's probably 10 to 30 different little sound bites. And what our job is to find the best little pieces and then slice it up in a way that works for each social channel. And we found that it's different for Instagram Reels versus YouTube clips versus TikTok. Every social channel has their own secret formula. So you don't have to worry about that. That's our team's job. All you're doing is giving us a podcast episode. We're slicing it up. We're converting it for each social channel. And we're helping you maintain that daily cadence on social media.
I like that. And do you do that in way of like audiograms for your snippets?
For clients that want audiograms, we will. We found that video tends to outperform audiograms. And so if the company or the person has the video, it's a lot better because we just find that human faces are engaging, the dynamics are engaging. There's a lot more exciting stuff we can do with video than just audio. But if our client wants audiograms, we can certainly do that.
That is super, super cool. So what was your back end story that led you to where you are now?
So I actually started not in social media. I started on a submarine in the Navy. I did that for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I went out, I got to business school, and I realized, wow, big companies come from small companies that were started by people with a vision. And so I started my first company about 10 years ago called Storybox. And we raised a lot of money from a lot of famous investors. And I really went through the roller coaster of entrepreneurship. I had employees quit on me. I had to lay off people because we were running out of money. It was just this, you know, tumultuous road that entrepreneurship is. But one of the things that I learned with Storybox is, you know, we worked with a ton of marketers, and I started to develop a lot of empathy because I saw these poor marketers have to publish content frequently on all of these social channels. And we're asking too much of them if they have to create content, publish content, interact with people. It's just way too much. And about 4 years ago, I started a podcast to help the military community. It's called Beyond the Uniform. And one of the light bulbs that went off for me, this was just, you know, giving back. But one of the light bulbs and realizations I had was like, wow, podcasts are an incredible vehicle for content marketing. You can turn a podcast into 4 or 5 blog posts and 20 different videos and graphics. You could really fuel a whole content marketing calendar with a podcast. And so about under a year ago, I had that realization of merging what I learned from Storybox with what I learned with Beyond the Uniform. And that's what started Captivate.
Oh, I like that, because while you were talking, I was like, oh, he had that start ugly moment, because everyone thinks about all these business peoples and all these millionaires out here, but they fail to realize where they are now is not where they started, and they had to fail before they reached their level of success. So what was your obstacle or failure that you had to overcome to see that incredible success? Was it...
I mean, I wish we had an hour. There's so many failures. That's one of the things I love about what you're doing and the message you're broadcasting is behind the scenes of any success, there's so many scars and wounds and shameful moments. And I could probably point to a dozen just major mistakes that I made with Storybox, but I'll consolidate by just saying, I think that the biggest obstacle I had in starting Captivate was all about mindset. It was all about the sense of like, man, I spent 8 years grinding on Storybox, and it wasn't the success I wanted it to be. And so I feel like the biggest obstacle was the sense of like, maybe I should just get a normal job. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I'm not an entrepreneur. Maybe I don't deserve this. There were so many of those little voices in my head saying, you know, this isn't, you're not entitled to do this. You don't deserve this. You're not one of the chosen few that can do that. And I just want to, you know, I want to be clear on that, because I'm sure that listeners to your show, they've maybe tried before and failed. Maybe this is their first startup venture and they feel like they're not the success that they want it to be. And I'm not a fan of just blindly grinding it out. I don't believe that just, you know, working more is going to make something a success. But I feel like if you're intentional, I feel like if you're taking the next right action, if you're being really smart and deliberate about not working harder, but working smarter, I do believe that any human being on the planet who wants to be an entrepreneur can be one. I don't think that it's easy, but this is not a path relegated to the chosen few. This is not a path that you're born into or you're born with specific traits. I do believe this is the birthright of anyone who wants to do it.
And I love that. And the one thing I do want to add there is that saying that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with other people who have the same mindset, vision, and purpose. And as we segue, I want to ask, what is your mission statement for Captivate AI? And how is that tied to your passion?
Yeah. You know, I think the clearest way I've been able to articulate it, and I think it is a work in progress, but I feel like the phrase that holds the most juice for me personally and professionally is I do want to challenge and support people to reach their peak potential inside and outside of work. And I apply that lens to the team members that I work with. I apply that lens to the customers we work with. Ultimately, every interaction I have with people, the fundamental driving motive is like, how can in this interaction, how can I be a gift? How can I be a blessing? How can I challenge this person to reach that peak potential? And that means, you know, when I'm meeting with clients, sometimes that means encouraging them and supporting them, but sometimes it means giving them hard truths that what they're doing isn't working, or I disagree with what they're doing. And, you know, as a pleaser, I have an innate pleaser in me. It is a stretch to try to challenge people and try to say, hey, I don't think that what you're doing is serving your company or your life. But I feel like if I can build up that integrity to always speak truth to people, to always challenge them, to always do what's in the best interest of them and their companies and their lives, I feel like that's rewarding for me and ultimately rewarding for them.
Yeah, because then they'll definitely want to lean in more because they feel like there's that rapport there. Trust is established and you're not going to lead them down a rabbit hole where you're like, hey, got my money. Now you're see ya. Because yep. Sometimes people, they get in business and partner with people because they see this glorious brand or whatnot. They see all the morals that they spit out there, the mission statements and et cetera. But then once they say, oh yeah, I'm going to link up and do business with them, they're like, this is not what I signed up for. So I like the fact that you said you're trying to stretch them to, and by stretching them, that's where you come in with the hard truths, but you also want to please them too. But you try to find that balance between pleasing them and giving them that hard truths to stretch them beyond where they are now.
Absolutely. Yeah. That really well said.
So I also want you to just share a little bit further of your specific turning point in your business, Captivate AI, whether it was a marketing tactic, a connection or connections, business decisions, or et cetera, that took you from six figures to that multiple six figures.
Yep. This is such a stretch for me as a person, but the turning point was there's a fantastic book called The Slight Edge. And the premise of the book, I'll save you reading, 150 pages. The premise is just that small actions taken consistently can change the world. If you want to, if you want to lose weight and get in shape, it's not about going for a 2-hour run today. I'm much more of a fan of like, go for a 10-minute walk today and tomorrow, the day after. I guarantee you, if you walk for 10 minutes every single day, you're going to be healthier. And so, my personality is all or nothing. I'm going to go out the door and run for 2 hours, or I'm not going to run at all. And the change for me in business was realizing it wasn't about heads down, a week-long push to achieve a marketing goal or a sales goal. It was much more saying, one of my philosophies is I have to send 10 emails still, 10 sales emails every single day. That is like flossing. It's like brushing my teeth. I have to do that. And I have to do at least a social media post every single day. And I have to check in with a client every single day. And so I feel like the moment of inflection for me as a business operator was realizing it's not about monumental pushes that are one and done. It's about setting up the right action that I can take every single day, day in and day out. And the last thing I'll say there, it's like, what is the small step that if I were to do consistently, my success is inevitable? Whatever that is for your business, that's what I encourage you to look at. And then to commit to doing it when you're feeling great and when you're not feeling great, because consistency is key.
Yes. Let's say that again. Consistency is key. So keep doing what you're doing now, and in the long run, it will pay off. But if you're doing something and you're not reaping the results that you want, then, that's the definition of insanity. Maybe it's time for you to pivot and go back to the drawing board and see where you need to lean in.
I love that too. Yeah, I love that too. And I'll say, to use the example I had with emails, I am always refining who I'm reaching out to, how I'm reaching out to them. It's not, I don't send out 1,000 email templates. Everyone I email, I spend, 10 minutes at least looking at what they're doing, trying to figure out what they're needing, really giving them that individual attention. And so, the email template, quote unquote, that I've used has changed 1,000 times. It's always about incrementally improving. So I love that you're saying that about insanity, because I feel like sometimes the conventional wisdom with entrepreneurship is like, keep on banging your head against the wall until you break through, versus like, maybe there's a door or a window that would be easier to go through.
Yes, beautiful. And I love that addition. So, you know, right now in the media as well, in the media, whether it's social media, TV or whatnot, we're in this big old hot topic bubble about diversity, equity and inclusion. So what is your stance on DE&I when it comes to your personal brand, as well as if you have employees or et cetera? How do you ensure that you are making sure you're not just checking the box, but you're actually letting it be evident in Captivate AI?
So, you know, I feel like the first thing is like my own messaging, and I try, you know, I feel like my shtick, if I have a shtick on social media, is always acknowledging the privilege that stands me up. I am a white male who identifies as straight. Like, I've got every majority possible in my background. So for me to be cocky about anything I do is utter BS. Like, I feel like, you know, I feel like we follow and we champion these people who are like larger than life. And I feel like there's some truth there, but there needs to be some sort of acknowledgement of like, you know, if I grew up in a third world country as a minority, you know, without the parents that there's no way that I'm here. And so like, I feel like part of it is just acknowledging that and just owning like, I'm not God's gift to entrepreneurship. There is so many things that have conspired to help me succeed. The second one is, we actually right now are 100% contractors, 100% remote. And one of the things I like about that is that it removes personality. It removes a lot of my innate bias to what I feel like would be a successful team member. And so we try to cast a pretty wide net when we bring on new contractors. We have people all over the world in different time zones, different backgrounds, and we try to strip out as much bias as possible by just saying, look, anyone can try. These are the criteria to succeed. If they meet those criteria, we continue to work with them. If not, it's just not a good fit. And I know that it's still not perfect. I'm sure there's still different ways that we tilt the scales, but we try as much as possible to say that all that matters is performance. I don't care when you work. I don't care how many hours it takes you. I'm not looking for people who are grinding themselves to the ground. It's just about delivering the quality that we need for our clients. And if that's met, live the life that you want, the way that you want. If you want to work from midnight to 2 a.m., great. And just trying to make things as accommodating as possible.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And as we begin to wind down, I want you to share some last tips with the listeners and then close us out with who you are once again, the name of your business, where they could connect with you on social media. And if you feel compelled, drop your personal email in case someone wants to reach Justin.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I'll just say, you know, in closing, the last message I'd say is that, you know, I feel like entrepreneurship is all about prioritization. And I've learned this now that I have a 2-year-old son and I have a lot less time every day. For me, the biggest challenge is, can I be really brutally honest about the one thing that needs to get done? And can I really focus on that, even though there's 100 other things demanding my attention? And so I don't believe the answer is to work more or longer. I feel like the answer is to be really prioritized and laser focused on what matters, and don't get distracted by the 99 other things that take time but won't move the needle. And I just am so grateful for you having me on this show. My company is at captivate.ai. My email is simple. It's justin@captivate.ai. I'm on LinkedIn. If you fill out a contact us form on our website, it goes to me. So I'm pretty easy to get a hold of at this point.
Awesome. And Justin, say your last name one more time and spell it so they can connect with you on LinkedIn.
Yeah. So Justin, last name is Nasiri. That's N as in November, A, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, IRI.
And there you have it, listeners of How I Scale Service Podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and you just heard it here from the owner of Captivate AI, Justin Nasiri. Until we chat next time, please stand by.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strumpel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strumpel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.